Time now for our player profile, and joining me is also our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Montana Vichork, and WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's got to feel pretty special getting that honor, especially in the WCHA. It's got to be a rare occasion that a player gets picked for Player of the Week in the WCHA and only played one out of the two games on the weekend. How does that make you feel?
Good. I mean, I think this is only my second time being Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week, and it might only be my second time ever being Defensive Player of the Week. So it doesn't happen very often for me, and for it to happen after playing only one game, I'm happy about it.
You had four assists and a power play goal. Actually, all four of those assists were on power play goals. A BSU record, 5 power play goals in a single game. Your team must have just been ecstatic after just getting the chance to get those extra attacker goals, because I know you guys have had kind of a drought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was exciting. Like you said, we had kind of been struggling at scoring with the power play, especially since we had started off doing so well, and then going through that drought, it kind of sucked. But yeah, we've been working on it a lot, and so like finally having it work out for us was really nice.
You had gone 7 games without a win. It was kind of a tough stretch for your team after having such a great first half of the season. How did your team bounce back and head into St. Cloud State last weekend, hoping to get those 2 wins?
Well, we had come out of the weekend before with the win against Duluth, and I think that was huge because we really like beating Duluth, as with any team. But I think that kind of jump-started our winning, I guess. And I think we knew we needed to go into playoffs with that momentum with winning some games, and so I think that motivation in itself helped us a lot.
Another thing your team did was you finally got a win on a Friday. What a relief to get that monkey off your back.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we've really struggled with the whole Friday night games, and so like knowing that we can play well on Fridays, that should help us with playoffs.
Montana, your team's broken so many records this season. I can't even keep up with it, but another record that was broken, most wins in program history. 16th was actually the one that broke the record on Friday night, and then Saturday you guys got win number 17. Being part of this program for the last 4 years and kind of watching your team go from not getting a lot of wins on a season to now the winningest program, how does that make you feel to be a part of it?
Feels great. Like you said, like my freshman year, I think we won maybe 6 games, like 4 in conference maybe. and that was like doubling the year before. So for us to be able to win this many games and set records, it's huge. Just like for our program and for everything, it's a great milestone for our program.
Seems like these 4 years have gone by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, extremely fast. It's kind of depressing.
You missed last Friday because you were, I believe, testing, right, for your pharmaceutical, trying to get into college, your grad. Let me rephrase that. You were gone last Friday for a very important part of your future. What exactly were you gone for, and where did you have to go?
It actually was an interview to get into pharmacy school, and you have to do that with any pharmacy school, I guess. After you apply, if you get an interview, that's a huge step in itself. And so I was out in Denver, Colorado, interviewing to get into pharmacy school.
I understand you didn't get back Friday night until pretty late, and then you come back Saturday and you have probably one of your best games in your career. How hard was it to kind of come off of not getting a lot of sleep and then going and playing the next day?
Yeah, I didn't get in until probably almost 10:45, and then I ended up staying at my cousin's house because I didn't want to disrupt everyone else and ruin their night's rest. But I don't know. I tried to get up and pretend like Saturday was any other normal day. I drove over to St. Cloud and was at video and did everything and just roomed with someone, just jumped in their room. And so I just tried to make it as normal as possible, and I think, I don't know, just the adrenaline of finally being back and happy to be there. And the interview went well, so that helped me too. I wasn't bummed about that. And so, I just tried to make it as normal as possible and like I wasn't even gone.
This weekend, first round of the WCHA playoffs, you guys take on North Dakota. Just like last year, you guys have to go to Grand Forks. How have you prepared differently this year compared to last year?
I think just North Dakota plays a different style of game than we do, and I think we've really stressed the fact that we need to play Beaver hockey, and we don't want to get tied up in their style of play, and just staying out of the penalty box, really stressing like discipline, and just we've been working on our special teams a lot too, because that could make a difference in whether we win or lose. And so I think just really stressing that playing Beaver hockey is a big part of it.
And obviously getting a little revenge on last year's playoffs would be nice. I know 3-game series a year ago, overtime, that final game. It'd be nice to turn things around and get some wins this weekend right away.
Yeah, and it sucked last year losing. So I think all of us that have been there before, we really want to be on the other end of those games. And last year they were such good games. And like this year we've played them well too. And so I think just if we can play well and get some wins and make it past this weekend, it'd be great.
Montana, thanks so much. Congratulations again and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.